You're listening to the Broadway Podcast Network.
Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
I'm Piper Laurie.
I'm Brad Forenza.
And you're listening to Around the Sun.
Season 2, Epilogue. Intelligent Life.
Around the sun. Around the...
What's happening?
Who speaks for the desert?
This is him. Think you feel just like us.
Stay where you are and don't.
Two aliens, Maud and Otto, occupy what seems to be a spaceship's main cabin. Maud shuffles paperwork, while Otto peers through a window, back down at planet Earth.
Well, that was just lovely.
Ugh.
Planet Earth was so fresh, so new and exciting. You were right, Maud. There's always more we don't know about the universe compared to what we do know.
Well, some things are better off not knowing. Besides, you've been on one intergalactic expedition. You've been on them all.
I don't think anything could top planet Earth. I found the whole place quite titillating. All those bells and whistles.
If that's what passes for intelligent life down there, they can keep it.
But we don't have slot machines on planet Zarb, or roulette wheels, or craps tables. Planet Earth was so dimensional.
Who needs dimension? Planet Zarb is perfect. It's pristine and spotless.
Yeah, but it's kind of flat.
Well, take a last look out your window at that rocky mess. Looks like the who did it and ran back there.
Ouch.
Perfect planet Zarb is certain. It's predictable. The desert was filled with quicksand. If I didn't keep my eyes open, I would have got sucked right in. And then where would you be?
I don't know. The flashing neon of the strip? Huh? The pageantry of the showgirls? Every minute a jackpot. Every moment a possibility. Out of the desert grows magic.
You must mean mirage or illusion.
Oh, speaking of, did you guys ever get to see David Copperfield?
Nothing is as it seems down there.
He's a real nice guy, you know. I could have gotten you house seats.
Those bells and whistles, they're there to distract you from the smell of yesterday's cigarettes. Just a bunch of smooth talkers in that desert. I should have known it was all too good to be true.
I miss it already.
What's to miss? The traffic?
The life. I'm already counting the days until our next trip.
Well, keep counting. I wouldn't go back to miserable planet Earth if my life depended on it.
I thought you said we were going back this summer.
That was before. This is now.
But
in fact, after we turn in our report, I'm going to ask the boss to deprogram my brain so I never have to think about my year down there.
But if you do that, Maud, I'll have no one to relive the experience with. It'll be like it never happened.
That's the point.
Well, you certainly looked like you were having fun down there.
Well, looks can be deceiving, trust me. Now, get your field notes out so we can write this report, even though I already know my conclusion. To be human is to suffer. To be raw and miserable all the time. Intelligent life, my foot.
You know, I lost down there too.
It's different. You played games of chance.
So did you.
I'm new to the desert, he said. Come have dinner with me, he said. Come lay by my side forever and ever and ever, on top of my motorhome and under the stars that Coyote once hung. Well, forever came and went, shady earthling.
So?
So what?
So maybe you need the sting of the snake eyes to appreciate the high of a good run, huh?
Just give me your field notes so we can write this stinking report and call it a day.
We won, Maud. We lost, but we also won.
Don't be ridiculous. The house always wins.
I danced at a music festival. I learned hydroponic gardening. I went streaking for nuclear disarmament.
Right. And then you landed in the Huskow and we had to bail you out.
True, true, true. But when you consider the journey, it's a net win. I believe that.
Forget net wins. Back home, we have gross wins, unequivocal wins, perfect planet, perfect people, perfect life. Case closed.
You know what, Maud?
What?
When we get back to Planet Zarb, I'm going to open a casino.
You can't do that, Otto.
Why not?
We don't have casinos on Zarb.
So I'll corner the market.
Not going to happen.
Come on. It'll spice things up. It'll give us a little joie de vivre out there. Hmm?
Games of chance bring loss. And loss brings pain. Pain is best preserved for miserable planet Earth, not perfect planet Zarb. There's a reason the boss doesn't allow for those games, and it's for our own good. I know that now. And when you know better, you'll do better. You protect your heart. Leave it all behind.
Hey, Maud.
Now what?
What if I brought some dice back home?
You can't.
Just a pair is all. A souvenir. See?
Otto.
But now we can shoot craps and remember our good times on Earth.
But I don't want to remember my time on Earth. Not a single day. And we don't need that junk on our perfect planet. Didn't you watch the news while you were down there? Those terrestrials have too much stuff in their lives. Too much junk they don't know how to purge. Their landfills are full. They're talking about dumping in space as it is, and perfect planet Zarb has a no-dumping policy.
It's just a little tchotchke to tide me over until our next visit. A keepsake is all.
There's not going to be another visit. And I'm not taking this stuff back to my planet. Now, where are your field notes?
Suit yourself. Here you go.
January. Otto and Maud arrive on planet Earth. February. Otto and Maud settle into desert timeshare for a nice realtor. March. Otto goes to Vegas. Wins big. April. Maud meets nice human friend. Says he's from the big city. Also new to desert, but hates it. Otto. What is this?
My field notes.
But Otto, these are just observations of us.
I thought that was the mission, to understand the human experience.
It was, but Otto, you were supposed to observe the humans, not us. We already know about us.
But if I observed anyone else, they would have been alien to me.
Otto!
Keep reading.
May, Maud's big city friend, calls her sophisticated, invites her to fancy buffet, makes her feel special. June, Otto goes to Vegas, wins even bigger. July, Maud has sleepover with big city boyfriend. August, Maud moves into big city boyfriend's motorhome. Otto misses Maud, but joins her every Sunday for fire pit. Yeah, you better read the rest. I know it's coming.
September. Maud tells Otto she will not return from expedition to planet Earth. She will spend her days in the desert, with Big City Boyfriend, counting the stars and howling at the moon. October, Otto goes to Vegas, loses everything and more, should have quit while he was ahead. November, spaceships landing all over desert. Maud's Big City Boyfriend feels cornered and threatened. Maud says it's time to move on. December, Maud and Otto return home. The end of an era.
Such a cruel, cruel planet.
It was quite layered, that's for sure. But if you look back now, Maud, the peaks and valleys of planet Earth have all evened out. See?
No.
It doesn't look so rocky from up here. It's just a blue and green composite now.
Still feels uneven.
Just give it some time. It'll come into focus eventually.
I don't want his junk in my orb, Otto.
I understand, Maud, but you gotta be in it to win it.
I don't want his stuff following me back home.
It's still a net gain, though.
What is? Heartache? A couple quarters from the slot machine?
The beauty in sadness, the pleasure in pain, the space in between pulling the lever and learning the outcome. Think of the journey, Maud.
We were supposed to return with a deeper understanding of things, but I feel like I'm more screwed up now than when we went down there.
There's always more we don't know about the universe when compared to what we do know, right? And wasn't that the point of the expedition, to learn?
I don't know what the point is anymore.
Yet here we are, returning to our perfect planet, a little different than before.
A little more changed, I guess.
A little more giddy.
A little more jaded.
A little more human.
I guess I'm going to miss it after all.
Me too. Until the next expedition, of course.
Don't hold your breath. Too much traffic down there. Too much work. Too much junk.
But a really fun time.
Hey, Otto.
Yeah, Maud.
Let me see the dice.
And that's a wrap. Thank you, cast, creative team, and listeners, for joining us in the desert for Around the Sun Season 2. Around the Sun is a Best Version of Yourself production, written and directed by Brad Forenza. You can always stream full episodes and read full credits at aroundthesunpodcast.com. Thanks again for supporting this podcast and the independent artists who make it possible.
Hey, it's Leslie Odom Jr. here on the Broadway Podcast Network to tell you about the RISE Theater Directory, a program of Maestro Music. RISE is a national online resource designed to connect and empower backstage and administrative and creative theater professionals from underrepresented backgrounds. If you work or aspire to work in the theater community, this can help you find your next project. And if you hire theater professionals, search the RISE Theater Directory to find your next team. Create your profile now and get more information by visiting risetheater.org. That's theater with an RISETHEATRE.org. Because only together we rise.
Hey, Drew Scott here.
And I'm Jonathan Scott, reminding you that life's better with a home policy from American Family Insurance. They can help you get just the right protection at just the right price and help you save when you bundle home and auto. Kind of like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. It'll be just right for you. We love a custom build. American Family Insurance. Insure carefully. Dream fearlessly. Get a quote and find an agent at AmFam.com.
Products not available in every state. Visit AmFam.com to learn how discounts may apply to you. American Family Mutual Insurance Company, S.I. and its operating company, 6000 American Parkway, Madison, Wisconsin.